Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And certainly with these off-season camps and, you know, year-round trying to hone your skills, I mean, any position, obviously line is one position, quarterback is another. And over the last couple of years, there's been very few instructors who have put more into teaching the position from every angle. Not only does he teach, but he also assists the athletes. Baylen Trujillo is kind enough to join us this evening. Baylen, thanks so much for taking the time. And I know this is, you know, people say to me, Baylen, that, you know, it's the off season. This is not a busy time for me, which is wrong. Same thing with you. This is probably the busiest time. The 8 months, 9 months that they don't play is the busiest time for you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely busy. And thank you again for having me on the show, man. It's truly an honor and a blessing to, you know, be on this show, and especially getting to talk to a legend like yourself. I look forward to hearing your stuff every single week, and I'm just blessed again to be on this platform to really talk about and market the kids that I've been working with and blessed enough to train in the past and currently training now. And this is a busy time for me. Usually about August to December is slow because those kids are putting in the work they've done for the last 8-9 months. So you know, during the fall season is their time to showcase what they've been training and what they've been doing. That way I can take a step back and actually get to enjoy and watching them play and go to their games on Friday nights and travel on the recruiting trips with them. Kind of the fun stuff and seeing it all come together where it really matters, which is the field.
You know, Baylen, if any calling card was yours, it was this year's state championship game. You take a look at Noah Grubbs, quarterback from Lake Mary. Also, Brady Hart, who's going to Texas A&M. Darian Coleman, University of Miami commitment. Talk about that because, while you look at the 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids to get them started, you get these guys that are, you know, a cut above. Talk about that because, I mean, like I said, here's Brady Hart, who reclassified and then is going to Texas A&M. Noah Grubbs is committed to Notre Dame. He's going to have another year, and he's one of the best in the nation. And then all of a sudden, Darian Coleman, who blew up over the weekend at the Battle Miami camp. Talk about that and what it's like to work with some of these guys.
Yeah, I think the best part about this whole thing is you see a lot of trainers out there, and I don't want to discredit any trainer. If you're training and helping kids get better, that's what it's about, and I love that. But for me, I take pride in the fact that I've worked with these kids from the ground up, whether it's Darian Coleman when he was 10 years old, or it's Noah Grubbs, who never had a trainer going into his eighth grade year, or even Brady Hart, who was focused more on baseball and then wanted to give quarterback a try. So those are my prideful moments when it comes to this training business and actually developing them from the ground up and saying, hey, I'm going to put it all together. And when it does come together, you're going to be top, top 10, top 20 in the entire country. And I'll never forget, even I told Noah Grubbs the first day I trained him, I literally looked at his dad after about three throws and I looked him dead in the face. I said, look, if you trust me with his development, I'm going to make him top 10 in the country. And thank God it actually worked out that way. Cause I believe he's number 8 or 9 right now in the entire country. But, same thing with Brady Hart. You know, he's a baseball kid. Told his dad, hey, this is not going to be easy, but if he trusts my development and his process and where he's going to go, he's going to get to live out his dream. And as you just said, he reclassed up, making a lot of money. He's at Texas A&M as the youngest quarterback in the entire country. He walked in at 16 years old about 2 weeks after his, state championship game as a junior. So, and then Darian Coleman, I can't say enough about him. I mean, like I said, I've worked with him the longest out of the three. So So I really can say, man, I got to see, have a front row seat to his development at 10 years old, literally training this kid into now becoming a Hurricanes commit, which I take a lot of pride in because I'm a Hurricane fan myself. So getting to actually see that and how it's all come together. And now he's, you know, committed to Miami and did what he did this year. And now all of a sudden everybody wants to talk about him, which I've been on multiple podcasts, multiple different interviews talking about him over a year ago, even before he committed to Miami when he was the silent Oklahoma commit, like who this kid really was. And everybody just kind of brushed it aside because of his size. And now they can't really deny him because of what he's doing against the top, you know, competition in the country and what he did this year at Jones leading into a state championship and honestly giving everybody the best game of the entire weekend. He really want to be honest because everything else was a blowout. And he put his team on his back, scored 3 rushing touchdowns against arguably one of the best defenses in the entire nation. So it's just really to see, you know, really exciting to see those kids really come in their own. And I've been marketing these 3 really for the longest. And it was really cool, like you mentioned, all 3 were competing for a state championship. Yeah. So I mean, it's such a really good time to, you know, really market those guys. And, you know, again, people can say bias all they want. But at the end of the day, when you turn the tape on and you see what they do on the field, you can't deny how special these guys really are.
Yeah, and Baylen, you know, too, you look at Coleman, he's a class kid. I mean, people don't realize that last year he was driving every day from Plant City to Orlando.
An hour and a half. I mean,
an hour and a half. I mean, and still putting some great, he's over 3.0, great point average, great parental support. His dad, obviously, you know, goes everywhere with him. I mean, but that's important. People don't realize, you know, parents sometimes just want to drop their kids off at practice as a babysitter. But you got to love parents who get involved. You, like you mentioned, Noah Grubb's parents, Brady Hart, Darian Coleman. And I'm sure you have a ton of others that parents, you know, don't know enough about the process, but they look to you to kind of educate them. Talk about that, because I think that may be the most important part of it all.
Yeah, well, if you see all the kids that really make it, especially the quarterback position, there is definitely family support at home. And that is very important, but it's interesting for Darian. He's a little different than the others because there's, you know, he has a story and it was never easy. And his dad definitely had a mission. And I think, you know, dad involvement is also very important, especially with kids, just to see the support of a dad, not necessarily always your coach, which could play the father figure, which is amazing. But at the same time, having that for that father figure to look up to or have that support, I think there's a little bit of an edge there when it comes to the athletes. But, yeah, I mean, Darian Coleman was literally driving an hour and a half every single day just to go to Jones High School, to be a part of a program that is all about business and all about winning and the culture. And Elijah Williams was my head coach when I played at Oak Ridge back in 2010, which is, again, I had a whole plan, just like his dad had a whole plan for Darian and what we were going to do for him to set him up to be on the stage. And I'm going to challenge anybody listening or anybody across America to show me another quarterback as a sophomore that's behind a 4-star quarterback that produces over 20 scholarship offers as a backup and eventually taking over the job of a guy who just went to the Elite 11 and all that, now currently at Florida State. But that's how special this kid is. And again, he drove an hour and a half just to be a backup, to eventually become the starter, to have over 20 offers, to eventually commit to Oklahoma, to flip to Miami, I mean, and become a 4-star with half the tape that a lot of these guys across America has. So that's when I get passionate when I talk about Darian Coleman. And if people follow me on social media, I really market him because I know the story. I've been with him since he was 10. I've been with him when he was training with DeAndre Francois and a bunch of, you know, different college quarterbacks at 10, 11, 12 years old, throwing an NFL ball. It was unbelievable to watch what he was doing. So for all of this to come to fruition now and for everybody to finally recognize how talented this kid really is and start to really give respect to the kid, I mean, it's so awesome to see because, again, I know the story. His dad knows the story. We've been a part of this since he was 10, which is 17 years ago. So this has been a great journey. And then for Noah Grubbs and Brady Hart, I mean, Noah's family takes him everywhere. They support everything he does. He never misses a training. So they're, again, they're out there doing camps, doing trainings. And one thing that he said to me, which I say to everybody now, is money is only an issue in the absence of value. So if there's nothing that you bring to the table, whether it's a trainer, whether it's a coach, or whether it's a sports performance guy or a nutritionist, if you don't bring value to a kid, everybody.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Complaints about, oh, they charge too much, or they're charging this. Well, guess what, guys? If you want your kids to be great, you have to put some money into it. There's nothing in this life is free, and if you expect that to be free, then you're foolish and you're ignorant. So you have to make sure that, again, they never miss a training. I'm training 4 or 5 times a week. They're always there, just like Brady Hart, just like Darion Coleman. And again, the process of a kid, you have to put the time and the money into it, and that's just what it is. And I'm actually on the cheaper end. There's guys out there charging $200-$400 a session. I'm only charging $60 here, and I'm doing your marketing, I'm your recruiter, I'm your mentor, I'm everything. So there's, again, everybody wants to complain about money, but at the end of the day, if you want your kid to be great, chances are you have to have resources in a village around a kid to be that. And that's the support that Noah's family had, Darion's family has, and Brady Hart's family, and all the other successful kids. I got Jackson Presley that's committed to Boise State and Montana. I've got kids traveling from Canada, from Texas. I just trained 2 kids today from West Virginia. So they're putting the time in, and guess what? The value of that with my how I market the kids and how I'm able to put them on big platforms, at the end of the day, they have to perform. But people have to realize it takes a village and it takes support and it takes those extra people to have the connections to really help your kids accomplish what they want to. And that's what I've done with the 3 guys that we're mentioning here and obviously the other kids that I've, you know, that I train and market as well.
Yeah, Baylen, everybody know how they can follow you, your social media. I know you're big as far as your social media, but also how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, they can just follow me on social media, on my Twitter and Instagram. It's the same, my first and last name, Baylen Trujillo, or my Instagram quarterback page, which is BTRUE, so BTRUQB training. And then I have my website, BaylenTrujillo.com. You'll see my training schedule on there, my camp schedule, where I'll be at, you know, throughout the year and stuff like that, but I'm not hard to find.
No, you're not. Hey, I appreciate you, man, as always. Thanks so much. We'll hook up soon, maybe at a 7-on-7 or so, but I appreciate you making some time. Hey, who's going to win tonight? Who do you like?
Well, I'm a little biased, so Notre Dame. Yes, sir. Go Irish.
I see. Okay, hey, Baylen, thanks so much, brother. We'll talk soon.
No doubt. Appreciate you, man. God bless.
You too. Baylen Trujillo does a tremendous job with these quarterbacks. I'm telling you, there's a lot of them, you know, around the state. I don't want to sell anybody short, but Baylen's really, he hit the ground running, does a tremendous job as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk University of Miami football. Zuby Charles from canesport.com is next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.